Karibuni Rafiki, welcome to the Mambo Jumbo podcast with me, Sonia, and
Chance. And today's topic is we're going to talk about beauty standards.
And the beauty standards keep on changing depending on what platform you're in. Like if you look on Instagram, the beauty standards has changed from, I don't know, before it was BBLs, now they're going back into skinny. So like,
I think with beauty standards, it's based on what's trending.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, because before, that's true, before it was BBLs, and now we are back to men, well, not men, like women wanting to be natural and look more natural and going back to the way they were. But before that, of course, we have to share how our week has been. How's your week been?
Ooh, my week has been something else. I had, this is TMI, I had cramps, the worst cramps I've ever had. To the point where like I was like literally crawling on the floor.
Wait, that means I'm next.
Yours is coming pretty soon.
Yeah, that means I'm next.
So
it's like a sack of life.
Yeah, so it's been I don't know, like as you get older, maybe your periods just starts changing and start becoming worse. Because when I was younger, my periods, I didn't have any pain.
That's true. That's very true. When I remember when I started, I had only like a headache.
Yeah.
And but right now as I grow older, like each year as I grow, it becomes a little bit more hard. Like it's now my back, my stomach, my back. But before we get into all that, we just wanna know how your week has been, and we're so sorry that you had cramp.
How was yours? Tell us.
Hey.
Hers is exciting.
It's not exciting. Let me tell you. My week has now been exciting. So something happened that shook me a little bit this week, and it's something that you look back and you're like, oh my god, this happened. Oh my god, I can't believe that this happened to me.
Yeah.
I was coming from work and I was walking, because it's good, it's summer, so there's no need of driving or whatever. So I was walking and there was a game going on, and people were coming out. Yeah, crazy fans, and like they were coming out of the game, and normally like to celebrate they honk the cars. So I stopped at the red light. There was a truck to beside me on the road, and as I'm waiting for the light to turn, they turned green for them and red for me to pass, these people decided that it was a good time to ask me how much for a night.
And I told them, why didn't you say your father's first?
And that's true. Okay, I can say that. I think I was very hurt. She actually was the first person when I go home I called you.
Yeah.
And I was like, listen, this happened and I'm so pissed.
Yeah, I've never read you that. You were pretty
I was
mad.
So mad. I think for me it was disrespectful. Like if you want to celebrate a game that has been won by a team that you love, there's a way that you can go about it and celebrate without being disrespectful, without making me feel, as a woman, it really did make me feel so little and so cheap. Like it made me feel so cheap.
I feel like even with like the past hockey games and stuff, they've just been doing the most. Like, relax, you made it to the final. And it's not even ending yet, so like relax. You don't need to be rude. Respect other people's boundary. Not everyone is celebrating in the celebrity move, like in the mood as you guys.
That's
so
good.
Like learn to respect others, right?
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, that's actually true. And you know what, just as everyone is not a football fan, not everyone is a hockey fan, and it's all about trying to build boundaries on how to, like you said, learn how to celebrate quietly, learn how to celebrate peacefully. Some of our countries have won the best World Cups, but here we are. That happened. But anyway, that's just how my week has been. It's been a crazy week, but overall I had fun. I had a good time. I'm so glad that I got to talk to you, and it made my week, the rest of my week, good.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. So back to our topic. What do you think? The thing is that I wanna ask people is, how do you define beauty? If I was to call you right now, like if I was to be like, Sonia, how would you define me as beautiful?
You live? I feel like in general, what I'll say, what beauty is how you look at yourself and you're comfortable in your own skin and you're not trying to change yourself into something that you're not. Like at the end of the day, you wake up with yourself.
Oh, that's so
strong. You have to reflect on yourself. You have to find what's beauty within you, right? There's different type of beauty. So there's like the outside and the inside, right?
Yeah.
But like, what are you taking at the end of the day? So that's how I look at it.
That's really strong. And it's a good thing that we're having these topics. In this modern day age, beauty is about your shape. Mm-hmm. It's about your body size.
Exactly.
It's about how your face is.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how natural your hair is. It's about how skinny or it's so many
changing.
Things
yeah.
that changes. Because I remember
mm-hmm.
when I was reading this, in the olden days, it explained that beauty is it went with characters, intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
When you sit down with a woman and they talk to you,
yeah,
that explains whatever is coming out of your mouth explains
mm-hmm.
the beauty that they have in them and not outside of them. And I think with this modern day age and this generation, we're forgetting the purpose of what it means to be beautiful.
Because like even in Islam, like with beauty, it's like we usually don't look at like just your face and stuff. It's like your character,
yeah.
your mannerism, your family values, like what do you value in life, right?
Mm.
And how you treat people, that's what takes you a long way, right? And even
yeah.
like the set personality goes a long way. You can have the beauty and everything, but like, what about the personality? If
that's
I'm talking
true.
To you and you're like a dry wall, what's the point of me being with you? Think about it.
That is very true.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's the truth is that we have to face is that with age
yeah.
and every 5 years, 10 years, as
changing.
We keep facing, yeah, like things keep changing.
Mm-hmm.
And the most surprising thing is that now people prefer natural beauty than BBLs or facials
mm-hmm.
or, you know, it keeps changing. And
yeah.
not to come in a bad place, I respect it and everyone's choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do appreciate how women
mm-hmm.
work so hard, even some men,
yeah.
they work so hard to keep themselves beautiful. Like you work out, you eat healthy, because sometimes you looking beautiful and having a glowing skin, having that toned body, it's how you're keeping yourself. It's are you working out? Are you eating healthy? Are you doing some sort of exercise? I'm not talking about working out going to the gym for 6 hours. No, I'm talking about working out. Like sometimes instead of driving, you prefer to walk to work, and it does help a lot. Sometimes you, instead of frying your meat or your steak, you prefer to grill it. So
yeah.
it's and putting vegetables, even though
like,
you don't like vegetables.
What do you mean you don't like vegetables? Who doesn't like vegetables?
It's
like
sour.
Thing.
It's like green.
But anyway, like even with like just the beauty standards, like you go look at Mauritania, a country in Mauritania, like you have to be like then prefer a bigger woman, and then you come here into the Western society where they prefer you like either to be skinny or have like a BBL type of body, right?
Mm.
But now I also think too, like women put pressure on women to look a certain way. Because like I feel like men don't even, most of the time men, you don't see them with the girls with the BBLs and stuff.
No, that's...
You see them with the girl who's like, sometimes they don't even have anything, they're just
no.
like a regular girl, right?
Yep.
But then it's the thing like, because you have much more to give than just your BBL, right?
That's true.
So that's what it is. And also like, just how you carry yourself as a woman too, like I feel like it's changed so much. Like,
okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you know, now that we're talking on beauty,
yeah.
I'm gonna share something which is a little bit personal. It's like not TMI, but it's in there.
Yeah.
And this is where I come from. When in my past relationships, one of them, let me just say relationships. One of them is, I remember this, my ex had, he looked at my face and he was like, oh, you know, I could, you know, I do not like you having breakouts. I would prefer you having this kind of face. And he was like, oh, you know, you in summer you get too dark. Maybe if you start using some
nonsense.
Products, it could enhance you. You know, you could start looking more lighter in the summer. And it's as a young woman who was in her early 20s, that did shape me so in a way that my self-esteem went down. I started asking myself so much. And it came to a point where when the relationship ended and I was like, wait, is it because of my face? Is it because of my body? Is it because of my skin? Like, oh my God, why did I not do what he wanted me to do? But looking back, I'm like, if someone really loves you, they will love you for who you are. If someone really cares for you, they would not even want to change a little bit of who you are. They would accept who you are. And that's what, and in this modern day, even with friends, we hang out with people sometimes who make us feel less than we are. You know, you see your friend whose body is somehow, maybe they went and did something and you're like, oh my God, I wish I could be like this.
Yeah.
You've never seen this person in a gym, but they have the best body ever.
That's
and
true.
You're like, wait, how do you achieve this?
Mm-hmm.
You go out with friends,
it's
the other people, attention is on this person.
Mm-hmm.
As a person, you're like, wait, what am I doing wrong? Why is it that people do not look at me? And I just want to say this out there, every woman is damn beautiful.
Yeah.
You are beautiful just the way you are. You do not have to change anything about yourself. And if someone really loves you, they will damn near accept you for who you are and not even change a single thing about you.
For me, there's no man who's telling me how I should look. First of all, I'll look at you.
Yeah.
Just know that.
How do you look?
Me, I'll take it back with you. I'll start peeling the layers of you and then you see how it feels. There's no way you're telling me what you I should be looking like this.
That is so true.
Are you crazy?
Yeah. I think with it comes in a way that as women, we even some of the men too. There's women out there, they're like, I need a man who's like this. Who's like this, whose face is like this, has six packs, tall. 6 feet. You yourself, you're not even up to 5 feet.
You know, that's the thing. Like, that's the thing I don't get. Like,
oh,
you say you want all of this, but yourself, you haven't achieved any of it.
No, you haven't.
You want a man who drives. Yeah. Yourself, you don't even have a driver's license. You want a man with 5K. You yourself, you don't even have $1 in your bank account. How dare you?
It's negative zero.
And then you'll be wanting this and that.
Right? So it's
at least you have something, you know, you're supposed to bring something. How do you just bring like that empty pocket?
No, they bring themselves on the table.
Bring what table? The table that I can move to the side.
But we're not here to shame anyone and we're not here to make you feel we understand that
no,
people
for
have
me,
standards.
If you feel like you're, I'm talking to you, maybe it hits home for you. Maybe you should also reflect. No, think about it. Some people
so
you need, no, it's like reflect on it. Some people like if it hits you, there's probably something you need to work on. And there's always something we always need to work on as human beings.
It is always something.
We can always, like, climb up and
no,
level up.
We are never 100%
mm-hmm.
perfect. And we'll never be perfect.
Never.
There's always something in you
mm-hmm.
that you want to work on and improve on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is very true.
Yeah.
On this topic of beauty,
mm-hmm.
There's so many products coming out.
Oh, God, I stopped.
There's so much. Do you remember how you used to go to Sephora or any drugstore and just... You want to try every beauty product that is coming out. You're like, I want to try this, I want to try this,
yeah.
I want to try. And then right now, we're like, listen, I just want to eat healthy, and I just want to do natural things.
I know, like before, like I used to love like makeup and stuff like that.
Oh.
But like as I got older, I cannot be bothered. You see this face today? You won't never see me. Week to week, like when I'm working and stuff, like you'll never see me wear makeup. Because like I don't have energy, I don't have time. Like I prefer my sleep more than me waking up early and putting makeup.
That's
I cannot.
That is
not.
Very
no,
true.
But like as a teenager, so yeah, 16 years,
oh,
in your face,
2 hours on the mirror, you're like, gosh.
I love myself. That's why.
Ooh, lip gloss, lipstick. But you know what? As you grow older, you realize that some things are
you value.
Yeah, some things are more valuable than you they seem. Sometimes you just value your mental peace.
Your mental health,
you know what? Sometimes maybe just waking up at 6, maybe you could have gotten that 8 hour sleep. That
exactly.
you cut short, and maybe you just want to do less. Sometimes less is more.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
it's just too much.
It is too much, and you know, and this is crazy. I was watching TikTok one day, and they were interviewing these Korean models, and this one person said, "If you are a woman who is how do I say this without sound coming off bad? If you are a woman who's No, I can't just say.
Maybe I would say it a different way.
Okay. If you're a woman, let's say, plus size woman. Plus size women.
Oh.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for. Okay, if you're a woman who's a plus size in Korea, if you want to be a model, it's either you don't have your flat tummy or you can't model.
But I feel like even before it was like that, but now
it has always, but it's getting worse.
What is getting worse?
There was this TikTok trend. There was this late guy who went to the Korean restaurant.
Yeah.
And at the door, they had like body sizes. If you can't pass...
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, did you see that?
See
if you can't pass in any of those body sizes, you
those.
Can't eat in that restaurant.
Yeah, I'll be fat anyway. If I go there, fat.
I was like, wait, what? This is real life. This is happening.
Yeah.
We are getting there. We are getting there where you're in this size, you can't eat. Like,
but
you need to go back to your house.
Like, I don't even think it's just them being rude as a society. I feel like that's just their culture too, right? But most of the time, Asians, you find them, they're very slim, right? That's what they prefer, right?
Okay.
So, it's different.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, I grew up in a very different place.
Because me, when I lived in South Africa as a kid, right? My mom was like... She was like a little big and like gracious, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wanted. That's what I saw the standard of beauty. Because she was like plus size and stuff, right? And in South Africa, that's what like it's considered beautiful. Like you're plus size, you have a nice shape and everything, right?
Yeah.
They prefer you with a little bit of meat. But mm-hmm. when I came here as a teen, I started wanting to lose weight. Like, I started, like, dropping weight. So, like, it's just different. It depends where you are.
Yeah, it depends where you're coming from, too.
Yeah.
I feel like the environment, the society, the community shapes who you are and how you view things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I do not blame anyone when they say, oh, Shansa, you're so fat like a pumpkin.
Yeah, who said that?
I've heard that. And it's okay.
Love it.
Listen, that did hurt me.
No, it's just African parents, eh? Let me tell you, my dad. I went to his house and Sonia, you're getting fat. You need to stop eating. Like, you don't see it getting big.
I know. I went to my house and I bought pizza for everyone because I've not seen them for a while.
Mm.
And then I acted. I was like, I'm going to say that I'm on diet. Just see what my dad is going to respond.
You stop yourself?
Yes. So I said, my sister was like, oh, come eat. I said, no, I'm fasting. I need to lose weight. My father just looked at me and continued eating that pizza with that drink. I said, can't you say no, Shanze? You're welcome. It's okay. No, he just looked at me. In my head, I was like, it's okay. I understand where you're coming from.
I told my dad too. I seen my dad recently and he was gaining a little bit of weight because, like, he's usually saying,
you two, you're gaining. You're becoming.
Why not? Me, if you give it to me, I'll give it back to you. That's how it is.
That's true. Yeah.
Why are you going to be talking to me like that and then you think I won't give it back to you?
It is. When I came here in high school, it was very hard for me to be there with people, like to have friends. I felt very low self-esteem because I wasn't big, I wasn't small, I was medium.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that I hang out with, they had good bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And as a woman, as who I am today, it shaped who I am. I had low self-esteem. At some point I started starving myself. So even if people started saying, oh my God, you're gaining weight, I'm like, I shouldn't be gaining weight, I should be losing weight. Sometimes as a person, when you focus too much on losing weight, you even gain it more.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So
when you say you're trying.
You're trying. But and this is what scares me.
Mm.
It's like, I don't want my kids to grow in such a toxic society.
Yeah.
Where every little thing, it's like, it's either good or bad. There's no good in this society these days. It's like, you don't know if you do this, it's good, or
there's
if it's
no,
bad.
There's no gray area.
No, there's no gray area. And I think that's very scary for me.
Yeah.
Because that little girl was hurt, and that little girl, how I dealt with and how I handled that and how I took the way those words affected me, it's now affecting who I am as a woman.
It's always hard, like, especially when things happen to you when you're little, you tend to carry it with you everywhere. Because I remember, like, the reason even why I started dropping pounds and started watching, like, what I eat and stuff, is because, like, when I was, like, in grade 6,
yeah,
this boy's, like, oh, he had a crush on Sonia or whatever, right? And then I had him, like, oh, what do you have a crush on Sonia? Oh, Sonia has a body like this and stuff, describing me, like, in a sexual way. And that was, like, the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
Right.
And that made me like, I'm a kid, you shouldn't be describing me that way. So that
you are a kid yourself. How are you describing another kid like that?
Oh, Sonia has ass, Sonia has boobs and stuff. So all that made me made me want to lose weight, because, like, at least, like, if I lose weight, I know,
yeah,
like I want to reduce most of the stuff. So, like, because I went from, like, 175 to like 130. So,
oh my God.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
Yeah, that was a lot. Because, like, I was, like, starving myself. Girl, I was eating noodles every day. Trying to lose
breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Noodles. And, like, noodles don't have any vitamins, nothing. You're gaining nothing. Right?
Yeah.
I think even that's to the point I'm even anemic at this point.
Because,
like, I ended up doing that. Like, and then you also changed my, like, habit of eating, right? Now
yeah,
I feel like I'm getting to a better state where I eat. Like, before, I would just eat, like, once I would just eat once and then wouldn't even be that much. But now, like, I have breakfast and I'm trying to, like, be more, like, trying
active.
To, like, get back into
but
life.
You're very active.
Yeah.
I would say you're very, I mean, you work in a place where you're, like,
yeah.
Running.
Yeah, but I do enjoy, like, physical sports because, like,
yeah,
that's what I grew up doing and stuff, right?
Listen, I go in Zumba because of you. I'm just gonna say that.
It was fun, though. I'm trying to get her to come running with me.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Well, like, we'll see, okay? It's not guaranteed. But I beauty standards will always be there.
Mm-hmm.
New things, new beauty,
new trends,
it's always gonna come out. It's how you as a person, you choose to imply those
mm-hmm.
on your day-to-day life
mm-hmm.
that is gonna affect you.
Mm-hmm.
If you apply it in a positive way, it's gonna affect you positively. If you apply it in a negative way, it's gonna affect you negatively.
That's why I said, like, with beauty standards, like, you have to take it with a grain of salt, right? Because some beauty standards, like, they have been good for people, right? Like, oh, watching, like, what you eat. Like, I feel like more people are aware of what they're taking into their body, right?
That's true.
Than before, right?
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to eat so much processed food. Like, going to fast food. Like, sometimes making meal at home, you don't need to be eating fast food every time, right?
Not every weekend.
Yeah, it's just, like, sometimes I cook, like I've seen more people making meal preps and stuff. Like, so, like, they don't go outside and eat food, like...
Also, you save more.
And you do save more a lot. It goes a lot. Like, go eating out.
It's economically...
Save your money.
Being economic.
Save your money.
Save it.
That little purse you want, you could have it. That little car
but,
you want.
I know, right? That perfume.
Right?
Invest in perfumes. Actually, I love smells.
Mm.
I'm obsessed with smells. I love perfumes.
Mm.
So, yeah, beauty is beautiful, and we love being beautiful as women. And as men too, I think there's men out there who know how to take care of themselves.
You know, the thing is about men, like in beauty standards, they could be big, but for some reason you always have a woman or like someone who find them attractive. But a girl, you be that size, no man will look at.
Right?
That's true. And then the thing is, I seen this picture. It's so true. Whenever I look at myself in the mirror, right?
Yeah.
I be thinking I'm big as hell.
Mm.
Like I look
me
at myself
too.
In the mirror,
every
I'm
moment.
Like, "Hey, Sonia, you're fat. Like, what is this? What is that?" But then I see the picture of a man. He's big, and then he's looking at himself like he has muscles and everything. And I'm just like, "Wow!" I never really did it until someone else, even this other girl I was talking to at work. I was like, "Yeah, I feel like I'm so big and stuff. Like, I need to like lose some weight." She's like, "You don't need to lose any weight. You're actually okay."
I've been telling you that.
No, but in my head. I feel like I could always be
like, wait, what?
Yeah, I feel like I'm.
But it's true, like every day when I wake up and I go to the mirror,
yeah.
And I'm looking at myself and I'm like, wait. I wasn't like this yesterday. Yesterday, when I was walking like this,
mm-hmm.
When I was taking those steps, I felt more lighter.
Yeah.
When I woke up this morning, I'm
That's
feeling
true,
somehow.
Yeah.
But you know what? As you know that, and oh my god, and this is very weird.
Yeah.
As women, we need to start embracing being bloated.
Mm.
Yeah. No, we need to. It's how our hormones are working.
Yeah, I don't want to be bloated.
No, I know we don't want to. Because, oh my, and you know what? And this is so weird.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, when you've dealt with people who are asking every time, do I look beautiful? How do I look? Do I look beautiful?
Oh, okay.
It sends a message. And sometimes it has to do with past events that happened. That has shaped them to who they are.
Yeah.
And it's okay for a woman to be bloated.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's okay for you to wake up one day and your stomach is a little bit big.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you don't want it to be big. It's okay.
I want flat.
Flat. You know what? I decided to stop starving myself.
Me, I cannot
myself.
Cannot.
I was
I
starving myself.
I cannot.
I know we love food.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love to eat.
Oh, why am I gonna stop myself?
You know, especially when we sit in that kitchen and we cook a good meal.
My mom makes the best food.
I know. Mama has blessed hands.
Mama, my God.
We're losing focus of what we're supposed to be talking about.
No, I must promote my mother. What the hell is it?
Yeah.
My mom makes the best food.
My mom makes the best food too. She's a good damn cook. That woman is up. They need to open restaurants.
No, my mom does catering, so
yeah.
If you want,
we're gonna invest.
Oda.
Put it out there. The samosas hit so different.
Samosas and
chapatis. Yeah, the samosas. Mama's samosas are really good.
They're good.
Yeah, I've had them.
Yeah, remember that time I brought it to
yeah.
In school?
I know
it was real good.
She didn't even eat. She only ate like one.
Eat
I ate almost all of them.
No,
so
I didn't want to eat all
like
of
you're
them.
Coming from the house. How are you going to bring something from the house and then you want to eat what you brought? That does not make any
what
sense.
What do you mean? I shouldn't eat what I brought. Are you okay?
You ate it last night.
The only reason I didn't eat it was because it was during Ramadan and I was fasting. That's the only reason I didn't eat it.
Well, I helped you.
You okay?
I helped you. It was so good.
I thought it was like everyone is bringing food, so I might as well bring something, right? So that was it was actually good.
I had so much fun. I ate those samosas with so much heartfelt. But you know what, guys? Above all, on wrapping it up, I just want to say that you are beautiful no matter what you are, who you are, what you look like, what your body size is, what your color is. You are so goddamn beautiful. You just need to know that. And, you know, for me, getting back to having that self-esteem back, that confidence. That's having that confidence back. It took me a long time to finally accept myself. And that's why if someone says anything, makes a comment about my body, I do not care anymore. I'm at a point, you know, when they say I'm at a point in life, if you understand or not. So, I know you don't know. But the thing is, I want to pass the message. The thing is, you need to embrace who you are. Embrace what you are. And you need to love yourself for who you are. You've worked so hard to get there, and you deserve kudos. And for that, I am closing with saying, you are so damn beautiful and handsome.
And just one more thing, like, ladies and men, take it easy on yourself.
Right?
It's like, we tend to be, like, trying to, like, plan out how we should look and how we should be this way and stuff. But no, like, take it easy. Take a step back and look at yourself. Like, what do you value? What do you bring? Your character, because looks can only get you to a certain point where, like, it's no longer valid, right? So you have to do the work within yourself. Don't rely on your beauty, because, like, it's only going to get you to the door, but, like, what's after the door? There's always something else, right?
Yeah.
You get in an open door, but, like, there's always something else. So, like, be mindful of that. Like, taking care of yourself, too, like, prioritizing your mental health, and also, like, your physical health as well, too, right? Because, like, it can be hard, like, planning a program, like, staying on schedule and, like, planning out, like, your activities that you need to do for your health as well. And also, like, treat yourself sometimes. Like, if you want to go do your nails. If you're a Muslim girl, like, we don't do nails, but, like, go do your henna, something, get your hair done, is like, something. Like, also, like, treat yourself, too.
I love myself.
You gotta love yourself. Who's gonna love you?
Then? Yeah, I so love myself. And she was the wake-up call that I needed. Yeah.
How so? I don't feel like I was.
I will explain to you another day, but you are, because I used to give a lot.
She's still doing that.
Okay, I'm still
that
doing
one
it.
Friend.
I'll
just leave it.
I'll leave sorry it. For another day.
Okay.
But I think you showed me that I needed to put myself first.
Yeah.
And immediately I took that step. I've never felt any good that I am feeling right now. And I feel even more beautiful. And that's why for me,
yeah,
my nails, the way I look, the way I smell, for me personally, I do it for me, not for people. If I go out there, if you don't tell me I smell good, to me I know that I smell good. If you don't tell me your nails look good, I look good regardless. I do not need any validation from anyone.
Exactly.
And that, it took me a long time to get there. And all I can say is thank you to you and other friends that I love so much that got me to a point where I am filled with confidence and self-love. And you cannot feel beautiful if you do not have confidence and self-love. You need to accept yourself and love yourself for who you are. You need to be like, this is me. There's no other chance. There's no other Sonia. There's never going to be another chance or Sonia like me. So I need to put myself first.
You know the thing that what I look at, like, I can never compare myself to anyone.
No.
Because I seriously don't know what's going on in other people's life. Like, they could be, like, I could be thinking, like, they have it all figured out. They have it all together. Or they are, like, the most prettiest. But, like, I don't know what's going on, like, in their life. So, like, never, like, think the grass is always green on the other side. Because you don't know that. Right?
That's
so
true.
You have to prioritize yourself.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you look the worst, that's when you get the most compliments. I don't
right?
know.
Right? When you don't even expect it.
Yeah, when
you're like, oh, like, today I'm having
when
a rough day.
I was looking like, not homeless, but like close to it. I was just like.
Tired.
I was tired. Didn't care.
Having a
and
bad day.
I wasn't having a bad day.
No?
I was just like, no. Me, I'm at the point of my life, nothing is going to stress. You're not going to stress me. You're not going to stress me. And my brother's always like, how come you don't care? I don't care. I seriously don't. Like, I'm just like, at the point, I'm just like, relax. Nothing. You're not going to affect my mood.
Yeah,
because
And like,
what am I getting out of it?
That's true.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
I'm just at the point.
You're not even paying my bills for you to make me feel less than I am.
Like, what is it? Nothing.
Yeah. And closing remarks, we love you guys. We appreciate you. And we hope that you learned something from this topic and take something positive from it. Above all, do not forget to subscribe on our YouTube channel.
Please subscribe.
Please.
Subscribe anyway. Rafiki.
You bye.
Guys have a
good we love you guys.
Whichever one you're having.
Wait, do not forget to follow us on all our social media handles. TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, name it except Snapchat.
I'll put it in the description down below.